This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, December 26th, 2013. Happy Boxing Day.
Oh, isn't it nice to know that whatever got done. You can quit worrying about it.
That's right. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspaper. She's in the studio with me. Way back earlier in this month when we recorded a Christmas-themed show at the Fayetteville Public Library.
Which was a lot of fun.
A lot of fun. We had the highlights, the musical highlights on a couple days ago on Christmas Eve on Ozarks. You gave the studio audience there a list of 12 things, a bucket list of things that should be accomplished or done by the end of 2014.
I did.
Can we go over those now?
We can.
You did month by month.
And I will.
Okay. And if you're playing along at home, you can see how many of these you have done already.
And if you need a checklist, mm-hmm. we'll have this in What's Up.
Very good.
All right. In January.
Just a few days away.
Go see the Stieglitz collection at Crystal Bridges.
And do that in January. Don't make that one that you try to do in May.
No, because it ends February 3rd.
Right.
This is a huge deal. Alfred Stieglitz was lots of things, but mostly he was a collector of modern art. Mm-hmm. And when he passed away, his wife, Georgia O'Keeffe, and you know that name, no matter how little you know about right. art, divided his collection. It's at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York. Mm-hmm. It's at two places in D.C. And it was at Fisk University in Nashville, Tennessee.
Right.
And Crystal Bridges now co-owns that collection. So this is a big deal. Go see it.
Now, and I do want to point out, because I've heard a couple people who they've heard Georgia O'Keeffe's name associated with it, so they think that they're going to go and see dozens of O'Keeffe's.
I think there's one.
There's one or two. But that doesn't – just don't expect that and then just drink in what's there.
Exactly.
It's well worth your time.
In February, mm-hmm. go to Rogers Little Theater and see Les Mis.
And this is going to be ambitious.
Now, I understand that you might think a community theater is going to do Les Mis. I believe I'll be out of town. No, no.
No.
They've done Evita. They've done Jekyll and Hyde. They've done Chicago. They do amazing stuff. And Ed McClure is helming it. It will be amazing. That's February 14th through March 2nd. In March, this one's kind of just mine.
Mm-hmm.
Go ghost hunting.
Now, not just any ghost hunting, though, right?
If you are a fan of the ghost shows on TV, you will know these names. Amy Bruni, Britt Griffith, Adam Berry, Chris Williams, and special guest Chip Coffey will be ghost hunting at the Belvoir Winery in Liberty, Missouri. You get to meet them. The winery was built within an orphanage that was constructed by the Oddfellows in the early 1900s. All sorts of reasons for there to be ghosts. The event is March 21st and 22nd. An event pass is $199. And you can find out more at beyondrealityevents.com.
And this special guest, Chip Coffey, who is he?
And one of the granddaddies of ghost hunting.
Okay. Very good.
And if you want to send money so I can go. Yeah.
You can't get a press pass?
I don't want to go work. I want to go play.
Okay. Very good. Very good.
All right. Fair in enough. April.
Yes.
You need to go to Theater Squared.
Uh-huh.
And you need to see Hamlet.
Yes.
April 10th through May 4th.
Yeah.
Speaking of ghosts.
Exactly.
In May, you don't have to know what 1066 means,
which is
the Battle of Hastings.
Okay.
Good job. To enjoy the Middle Ages. It's turkey legs and fair maidens and music and comedy, and I love it. And it's the Oklahoma Renaissance Festival, which is Saturdays and Sundays, May 3rd through June 1st at the Castle of Muskogee.
Mm-hmm. Easy to find, by the way.
In June. If you've never been to the Nelson Atkins Museum in Kansas City, please present your reasons.
It's well worth your time.
I don't get it. You've missed a huge treat. It's a generalist museum, which means it has everything from Egyptian Shapti to a 14th century French cloister to a lot of the artists you've come to know at Crystal Bridges. But from April 25th to July 6th, they have an exhibit called Roads of Arabia, Archaeology and History of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. It is a huge landmark exhibit.
Go and plan to stay about 5 to 10 minutes just in front of the Caravaggio of David, if it's there.
Yes.
Last time I went there,
it was on vacation.
On
yes. Yeah. And plan to stay, 15 or 20 minutes in the cloister.
Right. And then go on practically next door, the Kansas City Art Institute of Art.
Uh-huh.
That's where the big sort of stick figure giant that has his hand in it.
And then there's the Kemper Museum of Modern Art.
So make a weekend out of it.
Find out more at nelsonatkins.org. In July, Opera in the Ozarks, June 20th through July 18th at Inspiration Point Fine Arts Colony. It's 64th season.
Mm-hmm.
And they will be doing Così fan tutte by Mozart, Puccini's Suor Angelica and Gianni Sicci, and Sondheim's Into the Woods.
There you go.
In August, if you're a picker, mm-hmm. or you just like to watch people, which would be just as much fun, you need to pack your ice water and your billfold and go check out the 20th annual Citywide Yards and Yards of Yard Sales, August 1st and 2nd in Eureka Springs, or Bargains Galore on 64 that runs all the way from Alma to Paris.
Gotcha.
August 7th through 9th. In September, mm-hmm. if you've never been to the Ozark Folk Center or Mountain View,
present your reasons.
Present yes. your reasons. And here's an excuse. The Old Time Fiddle Weekend, September 19th and 20th. It's all fiddle all the time, nightly concerts, instruction by some of the premier players, a fiddle contest. You can find out more at OzarkFolkCenter.com.
Stone County.
In October, Thunder on the Mountain is finding its footing, says our music writer Kevin Kinder. And Wakarusa is a wild animal.
Mm-hmm.
But Yonder Mountain String Band's Harvest Music Festival is the most accessible of the festivals at Mulberry Mountain.
It's the quiet or the calmest, yeah. I would say, too.
Smallest crowd, usually great weather, and what he calls easy to digest music. The festival director calls it a big backyard cookout with great music. Mm-hmm. And it will be sometime in October. We don't
Stay
have
tuned.
Date yet, but yonderharvestfestival.com. In November, if you've never ridden the A&M excursion train...
I know what you're going to say.
present your excuses.
Yes.
It took me years to actually get on it, and fall's a beautiful time to ride. You can ride from Springdale to Van Buren, get off, go shopping, eat some lunch, see some historic sites, get back on the train, and come home.
Easy peasy.
And next December... If you all do it and you all tell me you did it, mm-hmm. then I can quit asking you why you haven't done it.
There you go.
Go on an Eagle Watch cruise.
That's right.
Shoot, scat, go. And have a wonderful 2014.
Thank you very much, Becca. Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.